Christmas, just like Halloween, is not Christian appropriation of pagan culture. Christmas, from the celebration date to the decorations, is Catholic.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Western civilization did not appear overnight. It didn't spring from the Enlightenment, and it wasn't created by secular governments. It was built stone upon stone, century by century, by the Catholic Church. The forgotten truth that the modern world would love to stay hidden is this: without the Catholic Church, there is no Western civilization. No universities, no modern science, no hospitals, no classic culture preserved. This is the story modern man has erased. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Someone, Trad Wolverine, and Patrice. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. When the Roman Empire fell in the West, Europe was plunged into chaos, surrounded by pagan barbarians. Cities burned, women were raped, homes and churches pillaged, culture was almost wiped out. History calls this the Dark Ages, but one institution stood firm, the Catholic Church. It was the monasteries that preserved Greek philosophy, Roman law, sacred scripture, literature, mathematics, medicine. While warlords fought outside, monks copied manuscripts by hand. They saved Aristotle, Plato, Cicero, Virgil. They preserved the Bible when no one else could. If the church had not done this, almost the entire classical world would have vanished forever. The Catholic Church set out to convert the barbarians, and with the conversion of the Frankish King Clovis in 496 AD, Western Christendom was born. Over the next 400 years, all the barbarian tribes converted one by one, so that by the turn of the first millennium, Christendom was in full swing in Western Europe. That's how all of Western Europe became Christian, through the Catholic Church. Without the Catholic Church, the Renaissance and the modern world might never have happened. Most people don't know this, but it was the Catholic Church who invented the universities. Not schooled it, not influenced it, literally invented it. The first universities were Catholic institutions: Bologna, Paris, Oxford, Cambridge, Salamanca. They were all founded under papal authority. The church created the degree system, majors and faculties, scholarly debate, academic freedom. Yes, the Catholic Church pioneered this. The model still used worldwide today. The great scholastic thinkers Aquinas, Bonaventure, Albert the Great built the intellectual engine of the West. Without the Catholic Church, modern education simply would not exist. The scientific revolution was built by Catholics. The myth that the Catholic Church was anti-science is one of the biggest historical lies ever told. The scientific revolution was born inside the Catholic intellectual world. Some of the greatest scientists were priests: Gregor Mendel, founder of genetics; Georges Lemaître, father of the Big Bang Theory; Roger Bacon, early scientific method; Albertus Magnus, pioneer in natural science; Nicholas Steno, father of geology. Why did science flourish in Catholic civilization? Because the church taught the universe is rational, created by a rational God, governed by laws that can be discovered, and that the human mind is capable of knowing the truth. Science did not emerge in China or in India or the Islamic world, despite their brilliance, because their worldview did not provide this foundation. Only Christianity did. Western ideas of human dignity, rights, and morality didn't come from ancient Rome. They didn't come from the Enlightenment. they came from Catholic moral theology. The Church taught that every human is made in the image of God, that life is sacred, the poor deserve protection, slavery is evil, marriage is holy, and the state is not absolute, and that human beings have inherent rights. These ideas reshaped Europe. They ended gladiatorial combat, elevated women, protected children, restrained kings, and inspired the concept of the rule of law, not of brute force. Remove the Catholic worldview, and Western morality collapses into relativism, as we see today. Hospitals, as we know them, public, charitable, open to all, were invented by the Catholic Church. Before Christianity, care for the sick was mostly for the wealthy. The Church responded by founding the first hospitals, the first orphanages, the first poorhouses, the first organized charitable networks. The idea of universal charity is uniquely Christian. Modern welfare states simply copied the blueprint the Church invented. Western art? Catholic. Western music? Catholic. Western architecture? Catholic. The calendar? Catholic, yes. We use the Gregorian calendar because it was ordered by Pope Gregory XIII. Gothic cathedrals were not just buildings, they were the skyscrapers of the Middle Ages, the embodiment of Christian genius. Composers like Palestrina, Victoria, Mozart, Haydn wrote their greatest works for the Church. The Church cultivated beauty because beauty points to God. Western culture grew from Catholic worship, Catholic prayer, Catholic festivals, Catholic worldview. When you put it all together, the picture is unmistakable. The Catholic Church preserved the ancient world, educated Europe, gave us modern science, gave us the concept of human rights and dignity, created hospitals and organized charity, shaped Western culture from architecture to music, built the very framework of our civilization. Everything modern man enjoys, every freedom, every institution, every scientific advancement rests on foundations laid by Catholic hands. And as the West turns away from the Church, it is tearing down the very civilization that gave it life. If you want to understand why the world feels lost today, you must first remember who built it. And the simple answer is this: the Catholic Church built Western civilization. Until my next video, God bless.